I choose what I will drink from my cup of life. I choose what I will drink from my cup of life. I don't have to just take everything that comes along, take all the experiences that come along and say that those experiences are what control my world and control my life. I don't have to do that. And I won't do that. I will make the decision myself of what my life is and what my life always will be. I will make the decision for myself what I will drink from my cup of life. I will fill my cup with joy, with peace, with love, with happiness. I will fill my cup with the idea that I'm in charge. Yes, I will fill my cup with the idea that I'm in charge. Now, so many times experiences come into our life. So many times experiences come into our life and they say to us, all's not too good. All's not too wonderful. All's not too satisfying. And when that happens to us, we sort of say, whoops, what's going on here? What's going on here? Do I have heartache, headache? Do I have body aches? Do I have problems in my life that make me feel unhappy? Well, I better change the input. I better change what I choose I will drink in my cup of life. Because if I don't change it, then I'm going to drink what I don't really want. It's my decision all the time to do what I want to do. And it's my decision all the time to have in my cup of life what I want to drink. It's my decision, nobody else's. Now, how do I take that decision and make it real for me? How do I take that decision and follow it in every way of my life? How do I take that decision and live in it and experience it and know it all of the time? How do I take that decision by what I'm filling into my cup of life? Around me at all times is my cup of life. And I say to myself, I like me. Now, I'm filling my cup of life with the idea that I like me. I'm filling my cup of life with the idea that I'm a nice guy. I fill my cup of life with the idea that this is a wonderful world. I fill my cup of life with the idea that I am the one. I am the one who fills my cup of life with whatever it is I'm going to live. Now, can I have happiness in my life when all around me is unhappiness? Yes, I can. By concentrating on happiness, by concentrating on that which I believe is my highest and best, by concentrating on the beautiful and the good. Now, as I concentrate on the beautiful and the good and the happiness, that's what I experience. And because I concentrate on the beautiful, the good, and the happiness, that's what I experience, and that's all I experience. Now, when you are laughing, you cannot frown. When you are laughing, you cannot be unhappy. When you are laughing, you cannot be sad. When you are laughing, you cannot be mad. When you are laughing, you are laughing. You are happy. You are filled with joy. So I fill my cup with laughter all the time. And this laughter fills me with laughter. And the laughter I fill myself with is what fills my cup and what fills me and what I am. Now, this is a truism. This is something that is true for all and for everyone. There's no exceptions. When you are laughing, you cannot be sad. So, as you take on this theme of laughter in your life, as you take on this theme of happiness in your life, as you take on this theme of goodness in your life, of saying to yourself, yes, I like me, I like me, I like me, I think this is great, then this is what I'm filling my cup of life with. And I have the choice of filling my cup of life with whatever I want at any time that I want to. Now, do you fill your life with the things that you want? Do you fill your cup of life with the ideals of your heart, of the ideals of your mind, of who you really are? Do you fill your life with that which you know to be true for yourself? Do you fill your life with that? Well, if you do, then you're doing everything very wonderfully. You're doing everything powerfully, joyfully, magically. You're doing everything in every perfect way. Now, we are given the opportunity to choose anything we want. We are given the opportunity to choose negative things in our life if we want, and many people do. We are given the opportunity to choose unhappiness and illness in our life if we want. And we are given the opportunity to say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. We fill our cup with wholeness and perfection. Now, you say, but that's not the case. I'm going through cancer, I'm going through disease, I'm going through all sorts of things. That's fine. That's fine. You say, I'm whole and perfect. And your body will respond to what you say. When you put this positive idea of yourself into your life, into your world, that is what you're filling your cup with. You're filling your cup of life with what you want, what you know to be the truth about yourself, what you want to be the truth about yourself, what you dream to be the truth about yourself, what you live in the truth about yourself. You have the right to go to any theater you wish and see any movie you wish. Sad movies or happy movies, whatever you choose. And if you choose a happy movie, you're going to be happy. It's going to make you happy. It just is that way. And if you go to a sad movie, it's going to make you sad. That's just the way it is. Now, decide for yourself that you're going to go through the movies of life that uplift you. You're going to fill your cup of life with adventures of joy, with adventures of happiness, with adventures of wholeness, with adventures of goodness. And as you fill your life with these adventures of all that is good and beautiful and whole and fantastic, that's exactly what you experience. No more, no less. That's exactly what you experience. Now, is that what you want? Well, if that's what you want, then you got it. If that's what you like, then you got it. Do you want that for yourself? Then you got it. Go to that movie. Pay your good money for the theater and go to the movie that uplifts you, not the movie that tears you down or tells you of the unhappiness in the world. We don't have to know of anybody's growing experiences. We don't have to know of our growing experiences. We don't have to know of anything that is not exactly ideal for us. All we want to know is what is ideal and perfect for us at all times. We want to fill our cup of life with the adventures of whatever it is that delights us. Now, wouldn't it be much nicer to be rich than poor? Wouldn't it be much nicer to be healthy than sick? Wouldn't it be much nicer to be joyous than inharmonious? Wouldn't it be much nicer to have a positive outlook on life than having a negative outlook in life? Well, we have that choice. We have that choice whether we want to have a positive outlook or a negative outlook. It just depends on where we put our thinking, what we are filling our cup with, what we are making into our cup, making into our reality, making into who we are. And as we do that, then that's what we're filling our cup with. Now, you can fill your cup with whatever makes you happy. You can fill your cup with whatever is the truth about you. You can fill your cup with whatever makes you feel fantastic. You can fill your cup with whatever makes you feel fantastic. Now, you determine. You're paying your good money for the theater. You're going in to see a show. Why not see a show that uplifts you and delights you, that inspires you, that makes you feel fantastic, than going into one that tears you down? Why read a book that has sadness in it? Read a book that has gladness in it, and let that be your criterion for life. You are the one who chooses what goes into your cup of life. And I choose what I will drink in my cup of life because I have chosen to put into my cup of life all that is good and beautiful and fantastic and joyous and wonderful. I choose what I will drink in my cup of life because I put into my cup of life what I experience. And I experience it now. I experience it joyously, happily. harmoniously, wonderfully, because truly that's who I am, and that's all I am, and that's what I am at all times. I like me. I like me. I like me. I fill my cup with joy and peace and harmony, and I live my life with joy and peace and harmony now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.